102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP, 721, sunny, humid, and 90 today. Just starting off Dead Guy in the Envelope, 955 WBAB. JP's got the dead guy, and we got to figure it out.
I said to you that we have a guy whose last name you know. You may or may not know his first name.
Okay.
But his last name you know primarily for one thing.
All right. And it wasn't generated from like a headline or something that we would know his last name from.
No.
Did he invent something?
Yes. As a matter of fact, he did.
Because like Thomas Edison, I know his first name. Everybody knows his first name.
Right.
Ted. The invention, did it have something to do with radio?
No. You think of Marconi?
Somewhere along those lines, like somebody like Hertz?
No. The rent-a-car guy?
No.
Oh. Brett?
Did it have something to do with food?
Yes.
What to do with food? Was it a kind of food?
No.
All right. Dead guy in the envelope, 955-WBAB.
Charlie Keurig.
No. No.
You don't know his first name, but you love his last name. And those damn pods. All right, 955-WBAB. Let's see if you guys can figure out who the dead guy is. An inventor? You know his last name? Something to do with food.
Correct.
All right, dead guy in the envelope. Your call's coming next. Sunny, humid, 90 today. It's time for the roads. Here's
an auto.
727, Roger and JP, 102.3 WBAB. Dead guy in the envelope just started off. JP's got the dead celebrity's name on a paper in the envelope. We got to figure out who this guy is.
I'll tell you, you know his last name. Pretty much for one thing in particular.
Right.
Brett said, Raj asked if he was an inventor. I said yes. Brett asked if it was food related. I said yes.
All right. Good morning, BAB. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, guys? You said it had to do with food. Does it have to do with fast food?
No.
Not McDonald's, huh?
No.
All right, guys. Have a good one, fellas.
Goodbye.
All right. So take the fast food out of it. 955-WBAB. More of your calls next. Try to figure out who the dead guy in the envelope is. It's 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station with Roger and JP. WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP, 729. Dead guy in the envelope, 955-WBAB is the number. JP's hosting dead guy and has the clues for the celebrity whose name is in the envelope.
He was an inventor. It had something to do with food. You know his, probably just his last name. You may know his first name. Most people, I think, will just know his last name for this one thing.
Good morning, BAB. Go ahead.
Did this guy, I would know it's food related. Did he a way to process food? As opposed to the food itself?
You could say that.
Is he Clarence Birdseye?
No.
Oh.
No.
Thought he was onto something there with Clarence Birdseye.
Right.
But no. 955-WBAB. Yes or no questions. And then figure out who the dead guy is. Dead guy in the envelope. More of your guesses next. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP, 734, sunny, humid, and 90 degrees today. All right, we're in the middle of Dead Guy in the Envelope. JP's your host. He's got the dead celebrity's name in the envelope. We have to figure out who this guy is.
Again, he invented something.
Mm-hmm.
It does involve food. Mm. You probably just know his last name for one thing. Although, I'll give you a little bit. We'll take some calls, and all then right. I'll give you a little bit of a hint.
And it's not Birdseye, who's been guessed the most so far this morning. Not Clarence Birdseye. Good morning, BAB. Go ahead.
What's up, guys? Is it a type of dessert?
Not in particular.
Oh. Who are you thinking?
I'm thinking either Drake's or Hostess.
No, and no.
No Twinkie either, huh?
No,
damn.
No Twinkie.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, guys. Have a good one, fellas.
Take care. No Chocodile either.
Hi, BAB. Dead guy?
Is it Kraft?
No, it is not Kraft.
Hi, dead guy. You're on.
Yeah, is it Weber from Weber Grills?
No.
Mr. Weber.
Unless he invented the barbecue. No.
Hi, BAB. Dead guy.
Hi, good morning. Is it Heinz?
No.
Did he invent, like, I don't know, is he associated with one particular food?
You could say that.
Yeah.
It would be a dangerous road to go down, though.
Ew.
You could, but you could.
A dangerous road.
You could say it.
Yeah.
You could say that.
Right.
I'll say this. Even though you know his name for, like, this one thing.
Related to food, yeah.
Related to food. His name is on a whole bunch of products. Okay.
Are the others not food related?
No, they are.
Oh. Everything's related to food.
Yes.
All right. 955-WBAB. See if you can figure out who the dead guy is next. Right now it's 736. Oh, don't forget, your shot at $500 cash. Listen at 805.
Call 8.
740. Before we get to the stuff you need to know, we have people who want to take guesses for it. Dead guy in the envelope. JP's got the dead guy. We're trying to figure out this guy whose last name we know related to food.
Yes. I mean, he's got his name. I gave you a little hint that he's got his name on a lot of items. Mm. It's all food related. Okay. Raj asked me an interesting question. Is his name associated with a specific type of food?
Right.
Yes, but dangerous.
Okay, it might take us off away off the path might, away from the guy or
it
something.
It might.
All right, good morning, BAB. Go ahead. What do you got?
Hey, man, can I guess Paul Newman?
You can guess Paul Newman, but you'd be wrong.
That's so wrong.
Well, for multiple reasons. Number one, he's known for more than just one thing. Mm-hmm. You know,
And you know his first name.
And you know his first name. All right. And at no time did I say he's Thank you, an though. Actor.
Hmm. All right. This is the only thing we know this guy's last name for is whatever products related to food.
Correct. Right, for the most part.
741. More of your calls coming next for Dead Guy in the... For the most part.
I mean, trust me.
All right.
Trust me. Unless you know his entire career, this is the thing you know him for.
Here's the stuff you need to know with WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP, 746. JP's got the dead guy in the envelope. We're trying to figure out this food-related guy. Invented something?
He invented something. Right?
Bunch of products?
His name is on a bunch of products.
Right.
You know his last name for this one thing. Mm. Really
for one thing, but then he's got a whole bunch of other stuff, too.
Everything else falls out of that. Like, the one thing is got here, it. And then there's, like, a little umbrella underneath, right. But everything is from that.
Okay. Hi, B&B.
Everything is related to that.
You got a guess? Go ahead.
Yeah, how you doing? Is it Ron Popeil?
It is not Ron Popeil.
Okay, guys.
Is this guy an as-seen-on-TV type guy? Like, we see, like, commercials for his stuff?
No, but News 12's Erin Colton tried to sneak in the back door and text me her
and she's correct?
She also thought it was the set-it-and-forget-it guy.
Oh, and if not Dyson?
Not Dyson, either.
All right, 955-WBAB.
What does Dyson have that's food-related?
Oh, yeah, right. I thought maybe he did food processor, too, or something like that. Yeah.
No, it's got nothing to do with processing food, nothing.
Yeah, all right.
I'll take his last name, too. You don't even have to know his first. I'll just take the last name.
Right. All right, you guys. Come with it. See if you can get it. 955-WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station.
Or not. I got all day.
It's Roger. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP. 751, dead guy in the envelope. JP's got the dead guy. We're trying to figure out who this dead guy is. It's related with food. We know his last name.
Correct. His food.
He invented something.
His name is on products.
But it's not Bird's Eye or Carvel.
Right.
And he's an American guy.
Everything, like every name, every product that his name is on, mm-hmm. all stems from the one thing you most know him for.
All right.
Okay?
Good morning, BAB. Go ahead.
Hershey?
Who?
Hershey.
No, it is not Hershey. No, it's not Hershey.
Anything to do with bread?
Yes, as a matter of fact, kind of.
Kind of?
Yes.
Mr. Fryhofer.
Hi, good morning. Is it Milton Hershey?
It is not Milton Hershey. No, it's not.
So if it's bread, is it also baked goods?
Listen, remember before you asked me a question about is there a type of food?
Yeah.
And I said, you can go that right. road, or it's only going to confuse you.
Right.
It's going to confuse you. Yes. But you're going, it's going to wreck you.
So bread, baked goods, but don't go
like
that
it's
way.
It's not Tommy Wonder. You know
right,
what I'm
right,
saying?
Right, right.
Like, it's got nothing.
Not Fryhofer's,
no,
not Intamin's.
No,
don't do
no,
that.
No, no, no.
Kellogg's?
Nope.
Is he like a brand
no.
name?
Yes.
And there might be a ton of
well,
different
that's
foods
a broad,
or,
that's a broad statement
right,
these
like
days.
Kellogg's is a broad statement because how much is
you
under
know,
Kellogg's?
If you ask Ted, he's got a brand. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody's got a brand nowadays. Right. Paris Hilton's got a brand. Everybody's got a brand. But yes, you can say he's got a brand.
Was he a General Mills?
No. No.
I'm so stumped. I can't figure this out.
Did you just snort?
Yes, I did.
I think you snorted.
Was he a general? Kid, man, where are we going here?
He had a great career on the radio, and then he snorted.
The product wasn't a food? The main product that started the whole thing.
The main product is based around food, but it wasn't a food.
Right. Okay. All right.
The thing that he created, the thing that he came up with.
Right.
invention, if you will. Concept.
All right. And this American guy who invented this thing.
Yes.
All right, you guys. 955-WBAB. We're heading into overtime. See if you can get it. 753, Ted Ezra-Rhodes.
Long Island Rail.
757, Roger and JP. Dead guy in the envelope. 102.3 WBAB. JP's dead guy has to do with food.
Right.
But not a particular type of food, not Kellogg's, not Birdseye. Well, and we only know the guy's last name.
He is associated with a particular type of food, but don't get hung up on that whole thing.
Good morning, BAB. Go.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Good.
Would we consider this food product mainly for breakfast?
Listen, I never said it
Mr. Ego.
I never said it was a food product. I said he's known for food.
Right. He's food related.
Food related. Right. His name is on products that you eat, but like the big thing you know him for is not like a type of food.
All right, 955-WBAB. Get some more of your calls next if you try to figure out this very difficult dead guy in the envelope. Don't forget your shot at $500 cash. Listen at 8:05, just minutes away for the keyword to text. And now it's GNR, 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP. B, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP, 801. Quick guess for dead guy in the envelope, 955-WBAB. JP's got the dead guy, this food-related guy.
Right.
Not the Nabisco, Kellogg's, Birdseye, Carvel, Purdue, none of them, but you know his last name. You may not know his first name, you said.
Correct.
All right, go ahead. What do you got?
Hey, how you doing? I think I got an answer for you.
Go.
The Earl of Sandwich.
It is not the Earl of Sandwich.
Thank you, though. Sandwich?
It is not the Earl of Sandwich.
955-WBAB.
I'll give you a little bit of a hint. His name is the thing that he's known for, somewhat controversial. Somewhat.
Great. All right, a controversial food guy. 955-290. All right, let's get a couple guesses in for dead guy in the envelope. 955-WBAB. JP's dead guy is running to overtime. It's a tough one.
I did. I said the last hint I gave you is that he was kind of controversial. So his food related. His name is on products. You had asked me if he was tied together with one particular kind of food.
Right.
What he invented, what he created is... But it's not like a name of a product. It's not like bread. It's like
and you
a
said it's controversial, though.
Controversial, yes. Well, people view it as controversial.
Right.
Some people do.
All right. Good morning, BAB. Go ahead.
Hey, Chef Guardi.
No.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, what's going on? Is it by chance Atkins?
It is Atkins.
Oh, there we go.
Dr. Robert Atkins. Oh, he came up with the job. Atkins diet. When you said, is he associated with a type of food? Yeah, carbohydrates. He's not big into carbohydrates.
And not certain kinds of food, but his process.
And he's got all sorts of Atkins meals and bars and things. And it is Dr. Robert Atkins. You, my friend, are the grand prize pig in a poke winner. Tell him what he's won, because I have no idea.
JP has won a gangrene home opener tailgate party package. Nice prize.
Nice.
Pair of tickets to the game, luxury bus to the stadium, pregame tailgate party with food and drinks. Awesome deal. Get a tailgate party bus package for the home opener every Jets and Giants game this season at WBAB.com. You're set up for the Jets. Hold on, okay?
All right, bro.
Congratulations, and thanks to everybody for playing along with Dead Guy.
That package is sweet.
Yeah, it is.
Like, if you can get there this week, it's $125 ticket, the two-hour tailgate, and it's all at WBAB.com. The bus to and from. You don't have to pay for parking. Worry about it. You got a bathroom on board.
Next Dead Guy in the envelope, coming up on Thursday at 6:50 in the morning. Right now, it's